This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Chime on a morning when we are looking for any good news because of the Celtics. Some from the remaining members of Soundgarden who told Rolling Stone that they are currently working on finishing the last album with the late Chris Cornell. So that is a tiny little bit of good news.
That's kind of cool.
Of course, they are now the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, Soundgarden. Are we going to, you do it to Courtney all the time, are we going to discuss the conversation that you and I had about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame after the show the other day, or are you trying to keep that secret?
I don't remember the conversation, if I'm being completely candid.
You don't remember?
No, I'd be happy to have it on here if you want.
The individual that was just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, who you always believed was a fake person.
I'm
responsible
clueless.
For the his biggest hit was the Twist. Let's Twist Again.
Oh, yeah. Let's Twist I had Again. No idea.
No idea that Chubby Checker was a real person?
No, I had no idea.
I see. What did you think he was?
I don't know. I thought it was like a fictional character. I literally had no idea that it was an actual artist.
Shime hates chubby people.
Yes, he does. New Shime does, Curtis. Right. I mean, New Shime hates chubby. Anybody with the name Chubby.
Gross. Yeah,
he does. All right. This show can not only be listened to on the radio and on the Odyssey app and on the stream at WEEI.com, but you can watch this show on YouTube or Twitch, and on Twitch, it is presented by Springer's Jewelers. And if you are looking, Mother's Day is Sunday, and if you're looking for a fun activity over the weekend with the kids, bring them to Springer's Jewelers for their Locket Bar event. They can create a one-of-a-kind locket for mom to cherish always. Go to springersjewelers.com to find out where you can go. And we have leads left this morning, including this one from Courtney. Hi, Courtney.
Hi. I knew everybody would be talking about Celtics this morning, so I wanted to shift gears a little bit. And there was an announcement from President Trump. And before I get into this, I'm not a Trump guy. Everybody knows that. But I'm interested in this particular sports connection. They have confirmed reports that President Trump will be forming a commission on college sports. College sports, we've talked about it a lot on this program, has gotten a little bit sideways, whether it's NIL deals or booster money that's going to make, you know, Texas be able to spend $40 million on their football program. It seems like there are going to be schools that are left in the dust. Mm-hmm. He is going to name Nick Saban as the co-chair on the commission, okay, which I like. But is there going to be too many cooks in the kitchen? You've got the NCAA, you've got Charlie Baker that's trying to deal with college sports and what the future of college sports is going to look like. You have the transfer portal that seems to be completely out of control. You've got kids making more money than they could ever dream of before even getting out of college. Yeah. And now you're going to add Nick Saban, who has been very open about his feelings of college football in particular and how it's gone away from the institutions and more towards the player. I think that players should be paid. I think that they went far too long without being paid for schools making so much money off of their names, name, image, and likeness. But it does worry me that a Nick Saban-run commission could swing things completely the other way. And now that players, student-athletes, are getting a taste of NIL money and a taste of it being more of a profession in college sports, is swinging it the other way could be also a massive error.
Swinging it which way? What's
back
the other way?
Towards the institutions and kids not making money anymore.
Oh,
or,
they'll never go that way.
Well,
too many lawsuits.
That is Nick Saban thinks that it should go back towards the institution. There is a middle ground here. I just hope that we find it. And I worry that now there's going to be what the NCAA wants and now what the president's commission wants.
Well, listen carefully. I am about to criticize the president.
Ooh.
Which I'm often accused of never doing. This is none of the federal government's beeswax.
Right.
Stay out of it. Like, government doesn't need to control everything, and it's none of his business. So if the NCAA wants to hire Nick Saban or they want somebody to replace Charlie Baker and it's Nick Saban, then he can do what he wants to do. Other than that, the government should stay out of it.
Yeah. And I would ask Nick Saban and all the other coaches that bitch about this, when did they volunteer to give their money back to the institution?
Mm. Right.
And I'm not talking about buildings they've made in their name,
right,
which everybody can do. I'm talking about a cap on coaches' salaries.
Yeah, that's not going
to
happen.
And the inability for coaches to give and leave contracts that they have 8, 9, and 10 years remaining on.
They need a union.
Well, there are some teams that it wasn't Vermont or Maine. Wasn't there a school that was trying to unionize the player? Right. The players were trying to unionize or whatever.
But how can you sit there if you're Nick Saban, made hundreds of millions of dollars in Tuscaloosa, which basically makes you Bezos?
Yeah.
In like you're the highest paid state employee for your entire career in every state that you coached in.
But he did have a point that players were becoming, you know, they weren't respecting coaches anymore. Like,
okay, so be a better coach.
No,
adapt.
I'm with you, Curtis. I things have gotten a bit out of control. I just worry that there's too many cooks in the kitchen.
Right,
now.
But I would say what got out of control is the salary of the coaches and the inability of coaches to live up to the contracts they sign.
Because the players are bringing in all that money.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, and I'm asking it honestly.
Mm-hmm.
If the NIL money did not exist, would Shedeur Sanders have ended up the way he has ended up?
Yes.
In your opinion? Yes,
yep.
He would have?
Yep, okay. Because he was always going to be just the personality trait.
Yeah, Deion's his dad. He's always been, if you looked at him in high school, he was always that, like, kind of like, okay. You know.
Look at Patrick Mahomes. I'm frustrated at the anointing as the GOAT, but he's got more money than God, and football is still the most important thing in his life.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Courtney. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So, there were a few things running through my mind, a few different leads. But, you know, like I said, my finger is on the panic button, but I'm not hitting it just yet. I still think they have a shot. But
they have a shot. They have to win 4 of the next 5.
No, I realize that.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I
still think they're going to win the series.
You do?
Yeah.
The sports books would agree with Curtis. They're currently still -120 favorites to win the series.
That's shocking.
Yeah.
Because,
if you look at the first two games, they blew two 20-point leads late in the third quarter. And Curtis is right. You have a better team. The thing that I'm looking at and what my lead is, enjoy it the best way you can because it is frustrating. But I think at the end of this, you're going to see, and I think it's the inevitable. Part of it is the money, and I think part of it is just the dynamic between the two. But I think this is the last that we're going to see of the two Jays in Celtics green.
Either way. If they come back and win this series,
yep,
go on to win the whole thing,
yep,
you still think that one of the Jays is gone at the end of this season.
Yeah, because I think there's a lot of frustration there, right? Jaylen doesn't get the credit he deserves. That where when it is all about Tatum, and then Tatum's got to look at it like, well, when I play bad, I'm ripped to shreds. When Jaylen plays bad in the second half, along with me, no one mentions him. Mm-hmm. So I think there's got to be some of that just human, you know, human element of life. It's like, well, wait a second. I'm not the only one that played bad. And mm-hmm. I get that, you know, heavy is the head that wears the crown. But,
well, we talked about it earlier, but if they do get bounced in this series, it gives the new owner, Billy Chisholm, a perfect opportunity to say we got to blow this thing up because it wasn't successful.
And, Wiggy, on that point, this is just 100 votes in. We just put the poll up. Who's the game 2 loss on? Mazzulla, Tatum, Jaylen Brown, or other? Mazzulla, 53%. Jason Tatum, 43%.
Wow.
Jaylen Brown, 1%.
Yeah,
one vote out of 100.
It's not on Jaylen Brown.
He scored 0 points in the fourth quarter. You can't tell me that he's your best player and then your best player scores 0 points. So, like, you, the world is, and this is why I think you're, this is why I think the dynamic will split. You can't have your cake and eat it too and say, oh, Jaylen Brown's the guy, but when Jaylen Brown don't show up in the fourth quarter, you go, well, Tatum's the reason why you lost. Like, you can't have it both ways.
Okay, but you also can't be every other day asking why you're not the face of the NBA.
Yeah, but I think we ask that.
When you don't show up in big, no, he asks it. He wants to be it. Jason Tatum.
I've never heard him say.
Okay.
I've never heard
all
that.
Right.
We do.
Does he not say that he doesn't? Okay. Maybe you're right.
Yeah. I've never heard him say, I want to be the face of the league. But I mean, we do it as fans or people who talk about it. We say, why isn't he? But I never heard Jason Tatum come out and go, I don't know why I'm not the face of the league.
So the question starts with whom? When, why he doesn't get the respect? Like, who starts that?
I think that's just the talking heads in that are talking about basketball.
Yeah, okay. All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
Real quick, and also in a different direction, because we have been talking and will be talking Celtics all morning long. Tom Brady, I thought it was interesting, apologized essentially to his kids for the roast. He was on the Logan Paul podcast and said that he had made a major foul-up parenting-wise, when he did the roast. Here's what Tom Brady said.
I regret that my kids, you know, it's tough on my kids for sure. I love laughing at myself. It felt like I was in the locker room. But I do understand, like, for my kids, that was really hard. There's some things as a parent you don't realize until after. There's no perfect manual for it. You got to evaluate yourself as a parent, too, all the time. So even though I really enjoyed the show, and when you were in that moment in that theater that night at the Forum, like, it was electric. We got done. Everybody was on cloud nine. And I think that moment, I'll never forget. And then I'll never forget when I talked to my kids the next day. I felt like a stake through the heart.
Oof. Okay, I like the fact that he learned a lesson there.
Yeah,
that's
hard, though, for him, I'm sure. Like, the duality of it all.
Well, clearly because there's baby mama drama there. Like, and it's got to be hard for people that are in this situation that are not on good terms with their mother or their kids, you know, or the father of the kids. And that's ultimately how you get down the road of taking shots at one another. And clearly, you know, there's no great terms that, at least from the outside looking in,
yeah,
if you're criticizing her like that, you know, there's drama there.
I mean, did the kids not know that there was more than jujitsu going on the mats?
Probably not.
Prior to the roast?
Yeah, they probably didn't.
They didn't know.
Daddy exposed all that.
Okay.
But I think he's right. I mean, in hindsight, there's no way he does that again.
Yeah.
No.
But, yeah, that was a one-off.
Yeah. I mean, it's just still remarkable to me that Tom jumped in to defend the honor of Robert Kraft, and that was the one thing he used that entire night.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are our leads. We are going to get to They Said It next, and that is a quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday. And we will hear what Carl Anthony Towns said about a 2-0 lead and what that means for the Knicks, among other things. Coming up right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Celtics go down 2 games in the Eastern Conference semifinals, now heading to New York. Final score was 91-90 after once again being up 20 points. The guys have now made only 25 of their 100 three-point attempts in this series. Jaylen Brown and Derek White led the team with 20 points each in the loss. Game 3 in New York is Saturday at 3:30. Other playoff games last night, the Thunder tie things up with the Nuggets in Game 2. 149-106 was the final there. The Red Sox get a win over the Rangers, 6-4. Willier Abreu had 2 homers in this one, while Alex Bregman had his 200th career home run. He's one of only 34 active players in the 200 club. Tanner Houck went 4 2/3, giving up 2 runs on 6 hits while striking out 2. Last one with the Rangers today. First pitch at 1:35 with Brian Baio taking the mound. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Perfecting the Art of Fresh kick things off with Joe Weil at 12:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. In the
Curtis, did I hear you're going to the game today with young James?
Yes, big day. We're heading to Fenway. Classmate Arjun and his dad, Neil, we're heading over right after school. Going to be a lovely day at the old ball yard.
A Fenway Frank or two?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's up. It's dealer's choice, James. You know, he might want the lobster roll. They're only $42.
are you gonna splurge for some kind of a souvenir bat or maybe some Cracker Jacks or something for the little tykes?
Well, you all have media passes. Did you know half off at all souvenir shops?
Ooh, wow.
Do we have media passes?
Yep. So you go in, so I'll grab it. I got him a bat that was $60 for $30. It was a win-win.
Gotta go pick it up then, right?
Oh. Curtis, if you had to call it now, which of the four major sports will James excel at?
Cello. No, he's got a hell of an arm. He's got hand eye.
Okay. All right, baseball looks like it could be his thing.
Maybe a baseball guy like his old man.
That face is too cute for football. I would also ask, is this a life jack or if it's illegal? When you park on the street like on Kenmore, right?
Yes.
You can pay with your card for 2 hours. And then you go to the game and you have the zone that you're in. If you add another 2 hours digitally, are you allowed to keep it there for 4 hours or could they still ticket you?
I thought you could just keep doing it as long as you...
Not on the app. It won't let you do it again after 2 hours.
So if you do it manually, so at like noon I'll pay.
Right.
And then at 2 o'clock I could add from my seat. I don't know if that's legal.
I didn't know. Okay, so the app only lets you get 2 hours?
Yeah.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. In the NHL, quickly, Dallas goes up a game on the Jets after game one, and the Maple Leafs go up two on the Panthers. And that was brought to you by Subaru of New England. Love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Explore up to 581 miles on a single tank in Subaru's most fuel-efficient Forester ever, the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you. Great day at Fenway. 57 and cloudy. It's going to be partly cloudy, 70 degrees in the city of Boston.
The Celtics running on empty, at least when it gets to the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
In both of these games so far. And so, in a little bit of a hole, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. If I could, quick, a little Odyssey appreciation for Joe, who works at PwC in the Seaport. And wasn't I just walking along, Curtis, yesterday afternoon getting some steps? And Joe came bounding out of PwC, loves the show. Joe and his dad both listened to the same radio show. So
The old man was a partner at EY. We don't really love PwC, but we'll support them for that purpose.
You can do what Joe and his dad do and listen to this show every day on the Odyssey app. Download it, and then you can listen to us wherever you are, whenever you want, whatever time of the day or night. And also, Odyssey app is where you can leave us a Hill note whenever you feel like you are in the mood. So a voice note on any topic. Obviously, I think the Celtics and the loss last night will dominate Hill notes, but we will play the best ones back coming up at 9:20 on today's show. Shime, let's get right to it.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law. They would love to honor those who built this city, so help them when you nominate your hero. Whether they build or drive or care for our city, just go to WeBuiltThisCity.com and get them the recognition that they deserve. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. Where do you want to start, Shime?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Karl Anthony Towns. Had a pretty good game overall, I would say, especially compared to game one against the Celtics last night. And he was asked about going back to the Madison Square Garden, up 2-0. Karl Anthony Towns is not overlooking the Celtics here by any means.
What does it mean going back to the Garden up 2-0?
It means we up 2-0. I mean, but it doesn't really mean anything. You know, if anything, it's taught me experience from last year. We were up 2-0 the same way in both away games in Denver, and we came home and we left our home 2 games 2-2. So we can't take anything for granted. We got to find ourselves executing at a higher level. We can't keep doing these 20-point leads for Boston and hope to come back and win the game. We gotta play better. We gotta shoot better. We gotta execute better. We can't start having that kind of Knicks basketball being played down 20. We gotta start from the start the game that way and finish the game that way. 48 minutes.
Celtics have blown back-to-back 20-point leads. Embarrassing.
Yeah. Late in the third quarter, too.
You know what's the craziest thing about it? And I don't know if you guys share this experience, but there's a point where I think it was one of the threes in the corners by Mikhail
Bridges,
where it made it a four-point lead for the Celtics. And I just was like, okay, they're losing. It's just like they can't stop the momentum. Yeah. Another job description of your head coach is to interrupt runs with timeouts, try to get your opponent out of rhythm, try to change what you're doing. And I watch it, and it's like they all – they're such a front-running team. The second they get punched back, they cower.
Do you still have this team beating the 86 team?
I do.
All right.
It's entirely to do with how athletic people are today versus how athletic they were then.
Yeah.
I mean, there wasn't a thing as like year-round training. They smoke cigarettes.
See,
it's the basketball version of my Joe Montana thing.
Right.
Missoula has some of it to do, but even if you're calling timeouts and your team goes 15 straight field goals where they can't hit a shot, like that's on the players. I mean, like, seriously, like, you know, whether it's a good look, an open look, like, you have to be able to. It almost seems like when a team starts to make a run to come back, they get ice cold and they get nervous. Talk about the booty holes getting tight. It's like every single one of them, when they start to see the Knicks making a comeback late in, whether it's the third, late in the third quarter into the fourth quarter, no one can throw the ball in the ocean. Like, to go 15 straight shots without hitting a field goal.
It's just, and maybe this is the mentality, it probably is, of the NBA player today, but they oftentimes have the ball in the paint, under the hoop, and rather than try to get the layup, try to draw the foul, they look to throw it back out for the three.
Yeah.
Like, and I get it. Like, everybody wants to shoot threes, and that's the way that I like
it. This but it does.
It's complete old man take. I totally understand that. But
it's an old man take.
Well, you are old.
Well, Curtis, I don't look it.
No.
But Greg, I'm going to give you a little credit.
I thought you went to BU when we first met.
I had lunch with a potential partner for this radio show, the ladies at Express It yesterday.
Oh, here we go.
And
what the hell's Express It?
It's like a courier service. They will deliver anything. And both of them, we got into how old I was for what, and both of them thought I was in my late 40s, not anywhere near how old I was.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, they definitely weren't trying to butter you up at all.
It was unsolicited. I mean, out of the blue, they said it.
They said, I can't believe it.
But anyway, enough about me. What were you saying, Curtis? It is an old head take?
No, I was giving you credit for the old head take, because it is, but...
I feel like we're all better for knowing that, Greg. Thank you for sharing.
The difference is that might not be the way for you to win no more. Because if you're not making your threes, like they've shown that they haven't been able to do, and maybe they're coming back down to earth. Like, maybe this is who they are, and they were able to make them, and they're able to make them during the regular season, but they're not this type of team.
Yeah.
So you have to be able to don't pass up the easy layups. Just take those.
What's next, Sean?
Well, one of the biggest issues we had at the end of the game was Joe Mazzulla not calling a timeout there before the final play. Mazzulla talked about why he decided not to call a timeout before that final play.
Joe, what was the thought process with not calling timeout there with 12 seconds left?
Had one left, got a good look on the exact same play 20 seconds earlier. Tried to execute the exact same thing. They did a better job of their lower pickup point, and we weren't able to get the advantage that we had on the last Tatum dunk. So good full court setting. They subbed out Towns, weren't able to sub out Brunson. Had action there, and we just didn't execute.
Okay.
So I don't know what
the plan
there
was to run the exact same Tatum ISO play.
And so when you saw him get stopped at the three-point line, Joe, why didn't you realize, things aren't going the same way?
Let's call a timeout there or whatever.
And you know what's shocking? If you run the exact same play, odds are they'll have a better shot at stopping it.
Well, Courtney was spot on earlier. The play before that he's talking about, basically the Knicks kind of laid down and let him do it so 100%. They could get the ball back.
Yeah, like, and the whole place erupts like he's this mecca.
Yeah, but then you cannot foul Jalen Brunson and put him at the line. That's how you get down. Like, if they're going to beat you, make them beating you, having to shoot a field goal, having to shoot a shot. Don't foul him. Then he goes to the line.
I also don't buy that from Mazzulla because those guys didn't – the rest of the guys on the floor didn't clear out like they did the play before.
No.
No, they
– like, I don't buy that.
Not at all.
They were all sitting there in the paint watching what was going on.
Yeah, I don't know. It was like somebody came – like, there was two guys. The Robinson guy was up – might have been up at the top of the key who was covering Al Horford.
Al Horford was right there in – If that was the play, mm-hmm. again, second time around, better than the first, Al Horford was standing right there at the foul line in the way.
Yeah.
And also,
the situation is entirely different. The Knicks have a one stop and they win the game. When Tatum had that dunk, it made the Celtics, I think it gave them a one-point lead with like 40 seconds left in the game.
No, when Tatum made that dunk, it gave the Celtics a one-point lead with about 18 seconds to go.
Okay. So
seven, what was it, 20 seconds?
They got the ball with 10 seconds.
Yeah, because Jalen Brunson hit the two free throws.
Right, I know. Yeah. I know. So Tatum had the dunk.
Yep.
Knicks got fouled, hit both free throws, and then they peed down their leg and didn't call timeout.
Tatum had the dunk. I think they called the timeout, and then the Knicks... Ultimately,
called the timeout.
Yeah, and then Brunson gets fouled, and then that's when, you know, I think there might have been, I don't know how much time was on the clock when he started his drive, like 17 seconds.
This is Alex from New Hampshire. What's up, Alex?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's painful because you can't honestly tell me that the play was for Tatum to run the court, do nothing, run into three guys, and throw up some backwards shot. Like, not a single screen was set for Tatum. So you gotta just call a timeout.
Yeah.
And then after the game, he's trying to sound like Bill Belichick, like, well, I looked over across the field and he didn't call a timeout, so I knew I kind of had him where I wanted him. Just call a timeout instead of screen for your star player.
And Wiggy, you're right. Yep. 18 seconds is what the Knicks got the ball with. But either way, in that situation, your defensive approach is different considering the limited amount of time you would have left should the Celtics score on the final possession of the game. And that excuse actually makes Mazzulla look worse, that you're admitting that you didn't even have another play to draw up in that spot, that you had to play the same ISO ball.
I mean, it was 24 seconds left. Tatum went down, scored the hoop.
Yep.
And then you end up with when he could have called the timeout at the second opportunity, mm-hmm. there was 12 seconds.
Yeah.
Left.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as Brunson made the free throw, you could have called the timeout.
And even if you wanted to wait till he got to half court, 7 seconds.
Yeah.
Plenty of time.
Yeah. You only need like 3 seconds, 2.5 seconds is enough time to, you know, get a really good look.
What's next, Shime?
They
got good looks all night, Wiggy.
Yeah.
Joe Mazzulla told you that. Great looks.
Just like the look I gave everybody yesterday when I told you to bet Tatum over 15.5 rebounds and assists. You're welcome for making you money. But one guy who was also very unhappy with Joe Mazzulla's use of timeouts would be the one and only Brian Scalabrine, who joins our WEEI afternoon program. Here was Scal after the game last night.
By the way, we didn't use a timeout, and I'm not really into the timeout thing, but in the playoffs, I think it's a little bit different. We had a use it or lose it timeout with 3 minutes. So think about it. The Knicks are on this run. We have a use it or lose it timeout. We don't use it, and we lose it. We also go to the end with 12 seconds to go. We don't call a timeout. We don't get a great shot off of that. I'm like, in the regular season, you've got to be able to figure that out. But in the playoffs, right now, you can clearly see this team is fractured. They called a timeout before. Jason Tatum gets a wide open dunk. Now they go down there. Tatum turns the ball over. Maybe you got to use some of these to get this team going the right direction again.
Tatum, where's the poll at right now, Curtis?
Let's see.
Mazzulla or more Tatum?
It's probably Mazzulla, I bet.
So 400 votes in now. 54% of the respondents put the game 2 loss on Joe Mazzulla. 41% on Tatum. 1% Jaylen Brown.
We're going to end up like the Oklahoma Thunder. the, and I'm not talking about the SGA Oklahoma Thunder. I'm talking about the Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant era.
James Harden.
Yeah, when you had two superstars or you had three superstars, there was a kind of fracture in the way they felt, and then you end up losing both of them. Because there's no way that you're going to be able to retain both of them just based off the money situation. And then if you don't win...
Do you think that because Wick obviously wanted it to be Jason Tatum, that was the future, Jason is Wick's guy, do you think that Billy Chisholm, it could end up swaying towards Jaylen Brown staying and Jason Tatum leaving?
No, I think what will happen is like the basketball people will tell you that Tatum has more skills, so they'll obviously go with him unless Tatum says, I want out. You know, Tatum might go to them and go, you know what, I want out. If you think Jaylen's your guy, then... He can do it, and I want to go somewhere.
Well, who was the guy out of the two of them last night?
In the first it was Jaylen in the first half. Yeah, but you got to play two halves, Greg.
Yeah, but Jason Tatum didn't show up big question. In the second half either.
Let me ask this question, and I agree with you. But honestly, if Tatum had 17 in the first half and ended up with three in the second half, we'd be crushing him.
Agreed.
Right?
Yes.
So we got to do the same. Yep. And you can't tell me Jaylen Brown is the guy who should be here over Tatum and then only has three in the second half. Like, you can't have it both ways.
No, you're right.
And I agree. Tatum can't play the way he played all game.
Okay. Yeah. And just because I need to keep asking, whether it's DMs, not my DMs, my Instagram DMs or text messages or calls, you still think Joe Mazzulla is the best coach in the NBA?
He's not the best coach in the NBA right now.
Okay. All right.
And then when we're talking about the playoffs, no, he's not even close.
Progress. We're making progress with you. All right, that's They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will get to Courtney in today's news coming up, including Florida Not Like the Rest of Us and why a woman committed assault with nachos on her unsuspecting wife. That is coming up next.
We have no Pope after Conclave Day 1. There's been two instances of black smoke seen, which means that the Cardinals didn't agree on the next Pope. And Shime... Millions of dollars have been wagered on this, 17 mil and counting this morning, on not only who the next pope will be, but also what his papal name that he will take, his nationality, and even the number of rounds of voting that will be required before we see white smoke.
How is Shime's conclave mock looking?
Well, I would like
based on where Vegas is on this.
Yeah, if Mitch could bring up the mock once again, the lead favorite right now. I don't know where you had him. But
I believe I had him number five because is it Pietro Parolin?
It is 70 years old, an Italian. He oversees the conclave. He has emerged as the 15-8 favorite.
Right. He was the one that was the Vatican Secretary of State,
correct?
Yeah.
Remock. You better go Conclave Mock 2.0, Sean.
I know. I might have to dial that up.
What happened to Pizza Bola?
I think he's still in play, but it's seeming more and more unlikely.
Sounds like he's falling down the draft board here, Pizza Bola.
I think he is. Yeah.
He's 62, right, Pizza Bola? So it's like he's maybe got another. Maybe.
Still got another run at it?
Yeah.
Somebody pranked him yesterday. He answered his Cardinal phone, and somebody said, hey, you're the Pope, and it was a prank call. So we'll know when there's white smoke.
Correct.
That there's a new Pope.
What's like the average of time it takes?
I would have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
So I remember the last time, the last go around.
The age of some of these guys, they better hurry because they're getting up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
A 30-year-old Mass State Trooper Zach Kent took a plea deal on Tuesday after allegedly stealing over $1,000 in merch from several different Target locations.
Wait, hold on. This is a state trooper who was shoplifting?
He was, yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Between January and September, Kent was allegedly the suspect in at least 26 shoplifting cases, including 11 in the Millbury Target. Oh. He would use the skip scanning method where you would scan some items, but not all. So self-checkout, I think a lot of people probably do this. Mm-hmm. Kent was suspended without pay from his job as a state trooper. He's now serving a 6-month probation period and is ordered to stay away from Targets. His main thing he was stealing? Golf balls.
He was?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. He was suspended, you're saying, suspended without pay originally.
Yeah.
Has he been fired?
Not yet.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
He made $116,000 last year, I believe.
In this economy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Golf balls.
Very expensive.
This is like an obscure Breaking Bad reference, like Hank's wife.
Yes, it is.
In this economy?
Yes.
Just can't help stealing stuff.
Yeah, Shime's going to go through a dozen during the match, and that's only nine holes.
You're going to have to take out a second mortgage.
Oh, really? I'm going to destroy you.
Yeah, you keep dreaming,
man.
Bud. My tooth hurts. I'm playing bad today.
Wait, I got new clubs. I'm going to play in flip-flops, and I am going to have you crying by hole number three at Granite Links.
Okay, Greg.
Just so you're aware.
Keep telling yourself
that. And no breakfast ball. Like, you are the king of the mulligans.
I don't need a single mulligan to beat your ass.
I have played with you, unfortunately, before. You are Captain Mully.
Right, so no mullies.
No mullies.
All right. None.
No mullies.
None necessary.
Boston City Councilor Tanya Fernandez Anderson has issued an apology and has spoken out about her decision to delay her resignation from the council after she pled guilty to federal corruption charges on Monday. Here she is.
I'm deeply sorry for everything, every hardship that this has caused for you. And I promise you, with every single minute of what's left, to again finish strong, reach a soft landing, and create some stability out of this.
These people are wild. Like, you were elected with the confidence of the public, I'm assuming, and then you took a $7,000 bribe in the bathroom at City Hall, and you're still showing up for work and being paid.
Yeah.
And yesterday, I think the city council tried to. They wanted to get a vote going to remove her.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's some people who still have common sense on the Boston City Council. So they wanted, they're like, hey, let's have a vote. Let's decide if we should stop paying this woman. And they would not, they could not get enough votes to even bring that vote forward.
Correct.
On what, I, like.
Not a bad gig, though, huh?
I know.
Where they, so it seems like.
Well, she's going to go to jail. So,
how much time is she really going to do?
Is she going to serve from jail?
They recommended a day to a year in jail.
Right. So, I mean, she's probably really not going to do much jail time. Let's be honest.
Prison life.
Yeah. God. So it's like,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right. We got to take a break. We will get to the rest of the news coming up. That includes Florida, not like the rest of us, and the assault with a deadly nacho chip in Florida. And of course, we've been talking about it all morning, and you could talk about it all day. Celtics, unbelievably, somehow down 2-0 in this series with the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
So they will need a miracle in the form of got to win 4 of the last 5.
Rejoin, isn't a song miracle?
What, I need a miracle?
Yeah. Who sings that?
Did you just reference a Grateful Dead song?
Is that what that is? That Grateful
yes,
Dead
you did,
sings
Wiggy.
That?
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. We will be right back with the rest of the news next.